Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, just so we know, I mean, we're believing the ESPN story about Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick. It's believable. Robert Kraft, a spokesman for Robert Kraft, said strongly denies saying anything disparaging about Bill Belichick.
Seth Wickersham, the guys they have on this case, Don Van Natta, who's been an investigative reporter, these guys who are not going, this isn't some new media site that's just throwing something on.
No, but this is also...
This isn't Dove Kleinman, the aggregator.
It is also a source close to Belichick, confidant to Belichick. I mean, it's all hearsay.
Or maybe
it's all here.
Or maybe New England. I mean, I talked to a guy who has direct contact with the owner. He could have definitely got that directly from Art Blank.
Yeah. Now
my guess is it also came from the Falcons, somewhere inside the Falcons building.
Yeah.
Would have to.
Yeah, I think they said they had sources that said, okay, whatever. But Kraft is strongly denying that. Can Greg Doyle, can he deny what he said to Caitlin Clark? You know, by the way, the highest ratings ever. I mean, what if Caitlin Clark comes out in favor of Trump?
He will love her.
And if
she doesn't, he'll hate her. But failing TV ratings, we'll see if she can do it in the WNBA, folks.
If she comes out for Biden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So
she's just getting a 10-figure Nike deal. Zach Soskin, who we've had in studio, who's really good with all the NIL marketing stuff. He's like, oh God, what's she going to do now that she left Iowa? You know, how's she going to possibly make any money? She made a 10. Now she's the rare exception. Yeah. She's going to have marketing opportunities that are unlike, I mean, this is female Tiger Woods. We're going to see it right now. There will be no other athlete, Mary Lou Retton, not Simone Biles, America's Sweethearts. There's nobody that is going to get the bag
like Caitlin
and the attention of Caitlin Clark.
So Greg Doyle was trying to get her attention.
Greg Doyle's 50-something. He's been a writer in Indianapolis for years and years. He used to be at CBS Sports also. He's an Indianapolis Star writer. And Greg is a little extra. Greg has got big opinions, and Greg's not afraid to be the center of attention. He's a columnist there. He'll get into it with different people from time to time, different media people. He'll get into it with, you know, different players, owners, coaches.
Well, he got into it with Caitlin Clark the other day.
He made himself he made himself part of the
yes
press conference. If you go look at his account, John, he goes, this is my seat from the he must have had 15 tweets because he knows this is going to get him a lot of followers. This is a great opportunity for him.
So Caitlin Clark does the Jeremy Pena, which she stole from Jeremy Pena.
Yeah.
The heart thing to her parents, right? She does that heart symbol, hand symbol, and Greg Doyle asked her about it.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
And he's doing this.
He's
hand
doing
gesture.
It.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game. So
okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine. Oh. So, question is,
that's so
start
creepy.
Doing it to me, and we'll get along just fine.
Oh my God!
Even if he didn't mean it the way it sounded, that's the way it was dumb anyway. This isn't about you, Greg. God almighty, that was a creeper move.
Yeah, he did apologize for it, by the way.
What did he say? He hadn't yesterday when I had looked at it. Where did he apologize?
No, he said Greg Doyle. I read it this morning. He did. He apologized. He said that it was inappropriate for him what he said. No, you're right. Look at all of the number of tweets that he had from that.
I went and looked at all of his stuff yesterday to see if he apologized, and he hadn't. And it's all Caitlin Clark stuff.
No, he did. I saw somewhere where he did. I'll have to find.
As of yesterday, I didn't see.
No, I saw it this morning. He did. He did apologize for it.
Maybe he was on a radio show and did it. I don't know. But that was a creeper move.
Long as you did that to me, we're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Wear granny panties?
That is the worst.
What? That's not a question. Did you ask if I wear granny panties at this? What's
what?
Next?
What now?
What's next? Yeah, so... Unfortunate.
Yeah, he did. He apologized after an awkward. He said he actually tweeted it. So he did say, he said, let me see. Sometimes life isn't hard, for example, as a professional, ethical, impartial. Oh, no.
I did say 10-figure deal. I meant 8-figure deal. Tony goes, hey, somebody tell numbers guy that 10 figures is $1 billion. I meant 8-figure deal. I don't know why I said, I was thinking of 10 million and it's an 8-figure deal, but 10 million, 10 to 15 million is expected to be the number. Numbers guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the apology, but he did. He did apologize for it. And everybody came after him. It was awkward. It's awful. I mean, you're trying to get some of Caitlin Clark's shine. That's okay.
God. One of the guys I just wrote up.
Does he want to be her Brian Windhorst?
Today, in my uniquely oafish way, while welcoming Caitlin Clark to Indy, I formed my hands into her signature. My comment afterward was clumsy and awkward. I sincerely apologize. Please know my heart, literally and figuratively, was well-intentioned. I will do better. And then he retweeted it and said, column coming. So he did. He realized it was...
Column coming. I'll get more views out of this.
Yes. Now that's just awkward.
Does Greg not know how to talk to women athletes or just women?
I don't know. Is he?
Possibly both.
I don't know.
I think he's a dad. I don't know if he's married still.
He should maybe go out with that girl from Phoenix.
Which girl from Phoenix?
The one that loves everything, all music, all...
Oh, the one that Lance was the highlighting?
Yeah, the one that Lance was...
Well, she's got felony charges, so let's see how that goes first.
So she's been charged with...
Yeah, she's been charged.
Good for her. As well she should be.
So was that Greg Doyle's attempt to let Caitlin know who he is so he could be her Brian Windhorst?
I mean, that ain't a bad job.
You know...
It ain't a bad gig.
Maybe.
Well, he screwed up the introduction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
812 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll get your calls in. AMF, Ryan, we'll get you guys in on the other side. Houston safe and lock is what we're talking about now. And I want to emphasize the lock part because you probably need a lock more than, you know, locks in your house, in your business, a lot more than you're going to need a safe. Okay. A safe is a big... That's a big buy. You know what? It doesn't have to be a huge buy, but it's usually a big buy. Listen, changing your locks can change your safety in your home or your business. If you've got coming and going at your business, multiple doors, multiple outlets, okay, that you don't have, that you don't know who's coming and who's going, well, you can change that. You can change it with master key systems, access control, smart lock installation, smartphones. You can use all of those things to get in and out of your building. And that'll give you a good indicator of who's coming and going and what they're, you know, what possibly is leaving your business. And you need to know key fobs, key cards, PIN codes, smart device, credentials. They do it all. They can change your locks at home as well. If you have an issue at home and you need to change your locks, they're here for you. Anything lock-wise, 975safe.com, 975safe.com. Ask for Derek DeSola, 713-522-5555, 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening.
listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 is the number to get in with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We started with the Astros. I don't know why. It's just awful right now. I mean, that, this is what from a once pro. Even Robert Flores said it just feels like the Astros stayed at the party too long. They're that the really great guests, but they just stayed too long.
What does that mean?
You know, you know what? Your time is over. It's over. You know,
yeah.
time to go. And I guess I.
Well, okay, I then I'll bring up my uncomfortable question now. We're 6-14. It doesn't look good. I know pitching's going to come back and all that. Would you consider moving Bregman at the deadline and Kyle Tucker in advance
if
to maximize?
If it's this bad, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
If it's this bad, yeah.
So there is a...
Now, yes.
There is a drop down.
Now, it's 20 games in, so, you know, there's still a lot of time for them to turn this around. But they do have to turn it around. I agree. If, in fact, it is this bad, yes. If they're... I mean, if they're playing 300 ball, yeah.
No, what if they're playing 400 ball?
So you're saying there's a chance?
No, I don't. Well, see, Jim Crane is going to look, no matter what, Jim Crane is going to look at it as there's a chance. And what's going to happen is he's going to let those cars depreciate to such a manner that the trade in value is not going to be worth anything. And he just has to let them walk and get his draft picks. And then what's going to happen is there's not a minor league system that's ready to, that's stocked enough to keep you where you need to be. So, I mean, Altuve, even though he seems like he's going to play forever, he's not going to play forever. Your third baseman will be gone. Your right fielder is going to be gone before you know it. Your center fielder looks like your left fielder right now does not look good. And Chaz
so
is really
total,
struggling.
If you trade.
By the way, how come we never talk about Chaz? Talk about Abreu. You got anything to say about your boy Chaz? Chaz Chomp?
Yeah. Well, Chaz has come, at least come up with a couple of big hits already.
Yeah, but Chaz, he's still on zero home runs.
Porky, hog, fat ass, double wide, butterball.
He's not plumpy. Why? Dusty used to bring him pudding, but he doesn't have his pudding anymore. Dusty's not bringing him pudding.
And he's not hitting.
He's not hitting. Maybe he needs that pudding.
Maybe he needs
Joe Espada.
Maybe he needs comfort food.
He's hitting .216 with an OPS of .608. That ain't great.
No. I mean, so who's great? Altuve's great. Yordan has been great and then not great.
Yordan's been inconsistent.
Yes, inconsistent.
Well, nobody's
Tucker's
great
been
right
inconsistent.
Now, but
the only one that's great is Altuve. That's it.
But they lose again. They're 6-14, swept at home. At home, they suck 4-9. On the road so far, not great, 2-5. But... I mean, the run of bad home baseball is really troubling. Yesterday was Ryan Pressly and Jose Abreu were at it again, up to their old tricks. And with errors, Jose Abreu has 4 hits, 3 errors, not typically the ratio you're looking for.
Is there a hit-to-error ratio that we're not aware of?
I've never thought about one until now. It's the first time hit-to-ratio's ever been – a hit-to-error ratio's a thing.
That's the first time I've heard of that.
I mean, usually it's going
to
be, what,
assist 50? Assist turnover, okay.
40-1?
It should be, yeah.
For first baseman?
Five errors in the season.
I don't know, how many errors in the season
hits,
first
five
baseman?
Five errors, okay, I'll take that.
Well, yeah, 200's really high.
A lot. Yeah.
Let's say you have 150.
That's a Jose Altuve
150
year.
Is like 30-1.
Okay.
Not 4-3.
4-3 is bad. Let's get AMF in here. He's got a question for you, Lance. What do you say, AMF?
Morning, gentlemen. Hey, really quick. First off, I'll get to my Belichick take in a second, but I've been down with you guys for about 25 years, and honestly, best 3 hours of the day for me. And my wife and kids, even though I'm on my second wife, too, so y'all know I've been down since day one.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you call it? Couple of things I want to give an example. So like when my wife and I start watching Netflix and we watch like what was it, Fool Me Once or Ripley, my wife immediately goes to, so you got this from your guys on the radio, right? Like she knows where my info comes from. So I do it with the kids and I tell them, so we're watching something on TV and pickleball came up and I'm just like, I said, give me about 17 days and I'll be competitive. I could play pickleball. And I'm 50. And they're like, no, you can't, Dad. And I'm like, you don't know.
You don't know.
Everything I get from you guys, and they know it. So I just want to say, man, I appreciate y'all. Y'all, best part of the day.
Thank you.
Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep grinding. I'm down with y'all guys.
Adios. Adios, mother. That's where it comes from.
Yes, sir. Yeah. As far as Belichick, okay, this is the take I'm going to take on it. You know how, like, when you're in high school or even, like, after, and you meet a girl and somehow one of your boys knows about her, and you ask your boy, hey, so what do you know? Oh. And he gives you, like, the background, and he's, like, either, like, oh, dude, she's a keeper. Or he's telling you, nah, dude, she's for the streets, or she's been with so-and-so. That's, I think, how you can encapsulate what the conversation was like with Belichick and the guy from Atlanta. And I immediately thought about that, you know, just hitting your boy up and saying, nah, bro, pass, hard pass. I get y'all guys take later, man.
It's not a bad thought. Of course, then basically we have to acknowledge that was what Gilbert Arenas did wrong with Jalen Green, when he was talking about his girl, Drea Michele, which I thought that was kind of nasty work right there. Speaking on that man's girl and his.
Well, but he did. But
and he didn't ask for it. Jalen didn't ask.
But they went crafted out publicly. It in private, not public.
Yeah, not public. Yeah. That was rude.
If you go,
what Gilbert Arenas did was
on the
rude.
School speaker. Oh no, she's a hoe. Stay away from her. Bro. Yeah.
And if Belichick and if Kraft and if Robert Kraft did that on Twitter.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, at Arthur Blank, do not touch. He a hoe. And he just did snake emojis. That would not be good if he did snake emojis.
That's not
and
what
in a picture
that's
of
not
Belichick.
What Robert Kraft is doing. He had a private phone conversation with his buddy, asked behind the scenes, allegedly he told him, he's been with too many people.
What about your other thoughts on how he said we're so important for his life?
Well, I just immediately thought of Dell. Dell was thinking, if this is your best 3 hours of your day, what kind of life?
No, I didn't even react to that. I know you've got delusional fans out there and listeners. My thing was, keep grinding. I was like, what? Does he know what these guys do?
Yes, this is creep grinding.
Keep grinding.
Rise and grind is going to be a tattoo I eventually probably
get. You're screaming this morning.
I'm going to get
rise and grind
on my neck.
Ooh, that's a good one for free reign.
Well, rise and grind.
Well,
it's probably never been used by a coffee shop.
Yeah, never. Unique.
I'm going to get rise and grind. Once I'm off NFL Network and I don't have to worry about it anymore, I'm going to get rise and grind put on my neck. For sure.
Why would they
say it's going to be rise and grind.
Right. Okay. He's going to be neck tattoo guys. By the way, off NFL
that seems
Network.
Likely.
Yuli Gurriel's lifetime. Do the math on this, John. Yuli Gurriel's lifetime errors are 28. His lifetime hits. Oh, now he did play shorter time in major leagues. His lifetime hits are 939.
939. Divided by 28.
Yes. What's his ratio?
33.
33-1?
Yeah.
This is a new thing we need to be looking at. What about Jose Altuve? He's going to have a lot more hits,
Wait,
John.
Hits to errors is not.
This is something we got to look at now because of Abreu. He's created a new metric, and
four,
I'm a numbers guy.
Three.
This is. Do you understand? These are our numbers. We've got our own numbers now. Like they're not. I don't think the analytics community has even thought about looking at this before. Do you understand? Okay, so our hits for Jose Altuve is 2,000
slash E. The H slash E ratio.
But we could also do it per nine. Per nine is pretty much just a game.
That's
okay, how about this? Hits, 2,000. Now divide this, John. 2,078 hits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now his fielding is going to be.
How many errors on Altuve?
It's a little higher, 100.
100? Yeah. It's
20.7. See, this is why he may not be the greatest second baseman ever to play in Houston. I got to go check Biggio's
20.8.
I got to go check Biggio's.
Man, Yuli's much better. 33?
Has Jose Altuve ever started a game?
What's Bregman's?
At a position other than second base.
Has he ever started a game at somewhere other than second base? Wow. Not first. I wouldn't put him at first ever, I don't think. Maybe at third.
He did play four innings as a shortstop.
He did?
In 2016.
Okay.
He played four innings as a shortstop, and then that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Never played...
I don't think I'd put him at first if I was a manager. Maybe Joe Espada should do that.
That would be a move.
The coin has spoken.
So, Duke
Bregman. How did you come up with this?
Duke Bregman, real quick.
All right, Alex Bregman. Now, remember, these are harder positions.
Because you were asking what positions he played, and I thought, immediately, I thought, I'm not putting him at first.
Yeah. Jose Altuve. No. Okay, Alex Bregman's career hits.
Yeah.
Career, not last five games. His career hits, he's got 997 hits.
Okay.
And then his fielding, but this is harder, is 72 errors.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, 72 career errors. He had 15 last year.
Wow, 13.8. He's not – trade him.
13.8. That's third base, though. But if we ran him for the whole league – you see what I'm saying? This is a stat now. No one has done this before.
Hits to errors.
Hits to errors. And you know what I call it? Let's see. Positive hit creations.
But what about hits to errors plus?
Plus minus.
What about,
oh, yeah.
H-E plus.
Well, we just take whatever the standard norm of the league is and then run what I call an algorithm of it.
Yeah, times 100.
And then we create the hit ratio or the positive influence ratio.
P-I.
Hit influence ratio.
P-I.
Yeah, something
the
like P-I that.
P-I plus?
Yeah, P-I plus, yeah.
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 Okay.
Or H-I plus hit influence ratio. Well, I don't know what the plus is, but everyone has pluses.
Yeah.
So you got to we have to put a plus on.
Got to have a plus.
We have to have a we got to do a plus.
Yeah.
And maybe a FIP.
But there's got to be a small RC in there too somewhere. I don't know what those are.
Was that run created?
Runs. Well, hits created.
What about hits established? Total hit.
Yeah. Well. It is actually positive influence because you have a negative influence, which takes away from your hits. The error takes away from your hits. So it's PI plus. I like it.
Total hit efficiency. The.
No. I like positive influence. It's okay.
But you could be at
the
a negative.
Out of all of them.
Yeah, but he's first base.
Yeah, that's true.
He also was a gold glove winner, but yeah.
He gets more plays than people.
So don't. Hey, listen, guys. You've heard this is our intellectual property. It is on.
Yeah.
Actually, somebody told me on Twitter.
But it doesn't matter. They didn't do anything with it. We've got the patent on it.
Yeah, we've 100%
copyright, got that. Probably not a patent. Probably a copyright.
Well, still, I mean, it's ours.
It's ours. It's definitely ours. And you know what else is ours? Joining the club. You know, people say join the club. Whatever. How about this? Joining the club can be a positive thing, and it is at Texas Star Grill Shop, 975grills.com. You're going to get exclusive pricing, indoor and outdoor. Outdoor cooking world is fantastic. And if you're in the club, free delivery and assembly at your home. The best barbecue grills at the best prices. We were there. Lance and I went. Jeremy went. We were all over there at Texas Star Grill Shop last week. It is the technology is second to none. Pizza ovens. It is just if you're an outdoor guy, the setup that they have that they will make for you is fantastic. Just come in and say the club, and they will honor all club pricing and specials. Okay, they have every kind of grill you could possibly want. It is the best. There is no better place to buy your grill. Here's why. Is because Rick and Michelle, they buy in bulk. They have warehouses. They just know how to do this. Other places that are so small and they're buying one at a time, they can't give you the same pricing. Rick can't tell you what the price is going to be over this ad, but I'm telling you, you're saving money. If you're going to buy a grill, there's one place to go, and that's going to the club. Join the club at 975grills.com. That's 975grills.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
Let me tell you about my friend John Daspit, and he is the personal injury lawyer for you. Make sure that you have his phone number ready, 713-CALL-NOW, 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com. Personal injury, when it strikes you through someone else's negligence, whether you're out on the roadway, you're at the workplace, could be any number of places. Well, there was a time I was at let's just say it was a highly traveled location, and I saw a man literally fall and bust his head on the ground and look like he was passed out for about, I don't know, it was about 2 minutes because there was I was there checking up on him, and all I could think of was, man, if this guy's got a concussion, has to go to the hospital. Those are things that when that happens, sometimes you can suffer really severe injuries. There's a lot of different things that can happen where you get injured. And John Daspit in the law firm, I'm going to take a look at it. And if someone else's negligence caused it, they'll make sure that all of your bills are paid, your pain and suffering is taken care of, any physical therapy you may need for the extremities or wherever your injury is, that's going to be taken care of as well, including time missed from work. So don't worry. You have someone on your side. You have someone fighting for you, and they're going to push back against the bullies at the insurance company that are trying to squeeze you and make sure that you get the lowest settlement possible. John Daspit is the guy to call. DaspitLaw.com. That's DaspitLaw.com or 713-CALL-NOW.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Somebody's trying to get me in trouble.
What?
Jason Holcomb just sent $3 for eyelids for kids to my Venmo.
No, don't do that.
I've got to send it back.
Don't do that. Don't do
that. I send it back.
Okay. Over under 3.5 ACC players drafted in the first round.
I had to pull my thing up. I've looked at all these before. They're pretty good. It's ACC players.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got my round.
We got Drake May for sure.
So here's who you're looking at. Let me I'm sorry.
Well, I don't want to get too deep into it, but you got to make some people
after your hits to errors conversation. You don't want to get too deep into something.
Okay, now look up Bregman.
Okay,
all right. So here's your ACC.
Well, he's not as good. Bregman is his hits to errors are not as good as I thought.
No, ACC for sure.
Drake May
is going to be Jared Verse.
Yep.
Drake May. Two. It is going to be. Let's see.
They got no players in the
Graham ACC. Barton from Duke. You're going to have Nate Wiggins from Clemson.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's four going over. It's 3.5. The number's 3.5.
No way.
Yeah.
It's 3.5?
3.5.
Well, what's the favorite? How much is it?
It doesn't say.
Yeah. It's really three. I thought it was 4.5.
This is Jimmy Shapiro or John. Josh Barton.
Really? It's 3.5.
Big Ten players, 5.5.
Okay. Big Ten. Are you sure that's it?
This is according to
first round?
Sportsbetting.ag.
Okay. All right. Big Ten players, Marvin Harrison Jr. will be one. You'll have Chop Robinson, two. You will have three will be Olu Fashanu, the tackle, would be three. You're going to have J.J. McCarthy, four.
Cooper For sure, DeJean, he's a first-rounder.
Yeah. Cooper DeJean, five.
Okay.
We need one more to go over?
To go over.
Here's where it gets tricky. Is it Johnny Newton? Potentially Jerzon Newton
you think from Illinois. Fall, right?
He's a 1-2. He's on the borderline. He's a 1-2. And then the other one, would they have somebody else? See, I don't think there's anyone else that would get
Newton
in.
Would have to get drafted to make that.
Yeah, unless Tyler Newman got in, he's not getting in. So, yeah, I think Newton would have to get in to make that work.
Big 12 players, 3.5.
Big 12 players, you for sure are going to have Tyler Guyton. Okay, so Byron Murphy for sure, Xavier Worthy for sure. Tyler,
for sure? For Xavier Worthy?
Yeah.
I've seen him at the very end.
He's going higher than that.
Really?
Yeah, Xavier Worthy, Tyler Guyton, and
Murphy.
Byron Murphy. Those are three right off the jump. Now let me see if I can find another one. See, I can get there quick, like, ooh, this is an easy one, but they're never easy. I would say the next one, Big 12, well, it has to be A.D. Mitchell, and I don't know if he gets there or not. I bet it's the favorite, though. A.D. Mitchell and, oh, no, no. Darius Robinson, they're SEC. Yeah, that's pretty much it. The question is, does A.D. Mitchell get in? Is both Texas wide receivers get into the first?
I don't love it.
I don't either. I think A.D. Mitchell could slip to the second.
So I might go two unders there. Pac-12, it says 7.
Ooh, so this one's tricky. I've looked at this one too. So Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze are both obviously going to go for sure. Latu, the pass rusher, and Fatanu, the offensive tackle from Washington, he is going. You've got Talisi Fuaga, the tackle for sure is going to go. You have
That's five.
You have Pac-12. You have How many is the number?
Seven.
Okay, maybe Jackson Powers Johnson, Michael Penix.
Penix is not going to be a first rounder.
Yeah, I think he is.
You think he's going?
Yeah, that's what the streets are saying. Then you got Bo Nix also and Troy Franklin. It's tricky because you got borderline guys.
Yeah.
Penix, Nix, Franklin are borderline guys potentially. I can see that going under, but I doubt that's even money.
Penix is
going
to fall. There's no way with his knees. And nothing against his last show.
You know, he ran a 4.4. He ran a 4.5, right?
Yeah, but he's still 4.4. Injury prone.
His age is the same age as Bo Nix, same age as Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, teams are. The quarterbacks in the first round right now, the over under is 4.5, and it's you got to pay a chunk on the over.
Do you think five? Wow. Wow.
And Penix would be the fifth, not Bo Nix. Although you have two, it could be. So, and that's why over's the favorite.
Well, you got four for sure.
Four for sure. I think the number of offensive linemen drafted is a little too high, personally.
But there's a lot of offensive linemen. What about SEC? You got 10.
10. So, you got Malik Nabers, Jaden Daniels, Dallas Turner, J.C. Latham, Brock Bowers, five. Then we got... we can't count Texas guys, right? Do you? Because no. I heard the fans say SEC, SEC.
Yeah, no, they're just hoping. They're just.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're at five. Brian Thomas, six. Terrion Arnold, seven. Amarius Mims, probably eight. Kool-Aid McKinstry, nine. What's the number?
10.
Okay. Darius Robinson, maybe. Ennis Rakestraw. Maybe that number may be a little high.
Really?
Ladd McConkey.
The SEC usually has
not.
10 guys, don't they?
Yeah, that number I think is a little bit high.
Mm.
Xavier Leggett is also he's also kind of a wild card now.
South Carolina wide receiver.
Yeah.
With the funny voice. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Come out there, we're gonna do this. We're hoping to run
it. Does not
try to separate, get some catches fast as I can.
He does not look like his voice.
Do you think Matthias Carley will make an appearance and help out the Sun Belt at the bottom of the first round?
Who?
Matthias Carley.
That's not a real person.
I don't know what the Mockingdales are saying.
Yeah, see, you can't listen to them. That's not a real person. They always try to trick people with real people.
Matthias Carley sounds like
Do you know somebody asked, hey, who are some underrated draft followers I need to follow? And I tagged at DJ Lockdown. I said, he does really good work. Probably got followed, too. That's what you get. Yeah, so I think it's, you know, there's a little bit of intrigue at the back half of the first. But it's funny, it's really only about the same 40 players. I was talking to Daniel Jeremiah yesterday. He's not going to write up in. He said, honestly, he thinks there's a chance that this is going to be, because there's fewer underclassmen coming out than ever before, or at least for years and years, because of NIL and transfer portals and frankly the extra year of play. A lot of players love football and they're taking advantage of the extra year. One thing I'm noticing is if guys can stay in school, they will stay in school. Wow. If they're not, like, even if they're not going to be NFL players, they're not just like, I got my degree, I'm leaving. If you can get that sixth year, they're getting a sixth year. And maybe some of it, for some of the guys, they want that school paid for the sixth year. But for some of them, I think they just like, it's, they don't want it to end. You know, they're with the fellas, they love football, they know they're never going to play again.
Yeah.
And they're going to take their sixth year.
Hell yeah. I would too. Absolutely. Stay in college another year as opposed to going out in the cruel, cruel world and getting a real job.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Plus get some NIL money out of it.
If you can, yeah. But even if you can't,
yeah,
you still get stipends, and you wouldn't want to. You wouldn't want to not. You know, $900 a month is gonna do pretty good for you.
Yeah,
you can do.
And you're in your sixth year, and there's new freshmen coming in.
See, I knew that you're. God, are you? Is that creepy when you're a sixth year senior?
Is that?
And they're 19. Is that
5 years?
Is that legal? to be 24 and 18? Are we legal there? Is that a legal? Is that does yes. that feel kind of R. Kelly-ish?
Well, I mean, it's legal.
Are we Diddy-ish there?
No.
24 and 18.
That's on what you're
yeah, it's
for.
Legal. 24 and 18, but they're looking at you like this old man keeps hitting on me. Who is it? Oh, he's a
senior.
He's a cornerback.
Well, it's a difference if he's the cornerback for the football team.
6 year corner. But she was going to look, an 18 year old looks at a 24 year old like an old man.
Not if he plays football.
Yeah.
Well, does he have the NIL bag or not?
Maybe.
Okay, if he's there
if
6 years,
who cares?
Is he a starter? Does that matter? Does that matter to women who want to date an athlete? Does it matter if they start, do you think? Or men who, like, is there a man who just like, guess what? I'm dating an LSU basketball player.
It only matters.
Oh, which one? Angel? No, she doesn't play. She's on the bench.
We don't care about that.
We don't care.
Yeah,
what does she look like? Because that's all.
It only matters if once they break up. Because Mariah Mills, who was Zion Williams' ex-partner.
Poetry. And she was an actress, too.
Sort of an actress, sure. When he got hurt, and after scoring 40, she, of course, took to TikTok or Instagram to make fun of him. It only matters once you fail, once they break up with you.
That's all.
And then it's a problem. Because if he was still with her, oh, my baby, blah, blah, blah. He put up 40 against LeBron, but then it became, oh, you can never beat the GOAT. Get out of here.
I don't listen to Mariah Mills or Miles or whatever. She's been banned from most social media platforms.
Not that one, at least.
For all that stalking she was doing.
Yeah, she was. No, she's a piece of work.
By the way, one of the listeners put a show on me that I started. I'm two episodes in, and it is, I dare you to watch it, Baby Reindeer.
Oh, I heard, yeah. Is that on Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is uncomfortable.
Oh, really?
Yes. This big girl makes it uncomfortable.
No, I don't want.
No, you need to watch it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you'll make it through, but you need to watch at least two episodes.
Are you uncomfortable with your mortgage? You should be. You know why? Because you don't know anything about it. Listen, this is the biggest, maybe the biggest purchase you'll make, and you don't shop it? That's just ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Kent Jones is here to save you. He is here for you. Kent Jones, doesn't look like your typical hero, right? He doesn't look like Iron Man or, you know what he is? He's a mortgage nerd. He loves them mortgages now. He does. He loves working it. He loves making it so that you are going to, he's going to work his hardest for you. I'm going to tell you that right now. And he does. He saves people a bunch of money at signing, and because he works it. As opposed to the other big guys that don't care. They're nerds too, but they just don't care because they're in a big company and they're just about the numbers. Let's get as many as we can. Number, 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 number. That ain't what Kent Jones is all about. Kent Jones is working that deal for you, making it so that he's going to give you his all to make that, to save you as much as he possibly can. How's that? He'll give you a scenario quote too. You got so much money. You're going to put this much down. Here's how much the house costs. He'll give you that scenario quote where others won't. If you're looking for a great way to get that mortgage, you need a mortgage. You need a Dream Rate on your side. The ultimate mortgage hookup. 713-520-5626. 713-520-LOAN. 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 248-2473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356-118.
ESPN 97.5.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Hey, welcome back to the most enjoyable 3 hours of your day. John and Lance here. And that's not from us, okay? We didn't say that. But it's clearly the most enjoyable 3 hours of your day when John and Lance are on, okay? That's
the streets have spoken.
That's what we haven't said it. We didn't say it.
No, that's being said by listeners. Yeah. Many listeners.
Well,
streets have spoken.
One.
Well, he speaks for me. Okay.
I think
so. When we do
everyone.
Ratings, when there's ratings,
yeah.
Does one people equal thousands?
Thousands.
Okay. Millions. He speaks for thousands.
Millions.
It's the same thing. He speaks for thousands.
He does. He does. So this thousands is the most, of people.
We understand that this is part of the most enjoyable 3 hours of your day.
Right.
And that's why we give you show recommendations, movie, restaurant. John gives you beer recommendation.
Right.
Well, yeah, exactly. Recommendation. There's that's only all. One.
That's all.
Like His Highlander.
Boys over at Modelo.
There can only be one.
That's all.
His boys all at Modelo are excited.
There's only one HR. There's only one. There's been one of everything for me. That's it. One wife. That's it.
Well.
Yeah, this baby reindeer is about a stalker.
Yeah, I heard.
It's. She has got a mouth on her. Let me tell you something.
Somebody said, "What? Wait till episode 5.
Oh.
It's clearly Woo! The most uncomfortable I've been watching Woo! A show. I don't like that kind of stuff, though.
You need to see it, though. It makes you a better person.
I was uncomfortable watching The Office because of Michael.
Yeah, how does that? What about Larry David? That's worse than Michael.
Yeah, no, I think it's all. You could tell it's all an act.
Would Michael felt
to
real?
The Office.
Okay, who made you more uncomfortable, Michael Scott or David Brent, the BBC version? David Brent, 2 years of fury. Like it was it was so cringeworthy. Man, was Ricky Gervais, did he nail it with?
He did. And then, yeah, and then Michael Scott was excellent too. But I don't know. Both they were both great. Both great at making you feel uncomfortable. 713-780-3776. Chris got a draft question for you, Lance. What's up, Chris?
Okay. Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Lance, I wanted to see. So I did like kind of like four players I would like, two in the second, third, and the fourth, and wanted to get your thoughts if they'd be available. So second, I wanted to see Javon Bullard, the safety out of Georgia, if he'd be available with our first pick in the second. Then I'm a hometown guy, so T'Vondre Sweat with our second pick in the second and our third round. I like either the Kentucky running back, what's his name, like Ray Davis. He's pretty good. I don't know if he'd be there in the beginning of the third or where we have our pick in the third.
All three of the players will probably be available where you're putting them.
Okay.
There's no doubt Javon Bullard will be there.
Okay. You guys talked the other day about possibly a tight end. There's a kid out of Kansas State. I was watching I like to watch the NFL Network draft. A tight end, he's like 6'4" and a half, but he runs like a 4'6".
Like an H-back, Ben Sennett.
Yeah.
Would he be available in the fourth? And is he somebody the Texans will consider to fit in their system? I don't think it would.
Actually, he would fit the Texan system because he can run. Well, it depends because he can be kind of an H-back, so you can align him. You can align him in a lot of different places. But that's so. Yeah, that's a little bit up in the air in terms of where he goes. I think there's a pretty good chance that he is. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Del. I think there's a pretty good chance that he is going to go in the fourth, but may go a little bit earlier. Teams seem to like him more than I do. I think he's fine.
I think he's good.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. I think third, fourth is where I've got him projected according to some teams. I got him as a more of a tight end 2/fullback 2. So, but everyone else has a higher grade on him. So I think that he's going to go third, maybe fourth. So yeah, that might be one, and he would make some sense for what the Texans do. Honestly, I could see him. I could see them looking at him. 6'4", 245, legitimate, can run. He could be one of the guys they look at. I think that's too early for Sweat. Sweat's DWI problem is it's going to push him at least into the third. Javon Bullard will probably go in the second. That might be a little early for him where you're putting him, but he fits the Texans. He's one of the guys that I've targeted for the Texans. Safety/nickel. He can play around the line of scrimmage, play physically. And then your other guy, Ray Davis, running back. Ray Davis, probably based on the way teams have been drafting running backs, I think he's going to be maybe late third, but probably early fourth is where I have him in the draft. I got him in a fourth round. So now Ray Davis is a guy that fits the Texans. He's one of the running backs that fits the Texans. They run outside zone stuff. He's a fearless runner. He can catch the ball, too. Ray Davis would be a Texans fit. I'd rather see him in the fourth round. So, yeah, that's to answer those questions. If anyone else has questions, I'll be more than happy to tell you where I think they're going. I've got pretty good. I'm going to talk to a team today and get more intel on where players should get drafted. But it's always interesting to find out who I'm higher on than other teams and then who I'm lower on than other teams. But it doesn't always mean that I'm wrong when I'm lower on somebody. Sometimes one team could have a guy rated a lot higher than the rest of the league does. You find that out frequently too. But Texans in pretty good position, I think, to get a defensive back and a wide receiver in the third round, maybe second round, a defensive back in a second round. And then it's not a great corner draft, and it's an even worse safety draft. So if you're going to get a safety, you might want to do it inside the first three rounds. I've already told you the guy that I want is Dadrion Taylor Demerson from Texas Tech safety. He's a guy that I really want for the Texans. And I'm having teams tell me you could get him maybe in the fourth round. To me, he's a second round talent and a future starter. So I think you'd be a fool to let him go beyond the third round. So I'll probably come out with something.
What are you doing here? Don't tell people how valuable he is if you want the Texans to
No one else is hearing this.
Okay.
No one else is hearing this. Plus, it's just my opinion. So we'll see. But I'm going to put out a list of my perfect Texans draft, like guys that I think would be great fits, who I have rated highly, the dream scenario for the Houston Texans. And if they follow the roadmap, they're going to be in good shape. If the Texans choose, if Nick chooses to deviate because he's a little full of himself.
Okay.
You know, be humble.
Will Devin Ojigbo be on your list?
Kendrick told him, be humble.
What do you think about the safety Devin Ojigbo? Will he be on the list?
There's no such person as a Devin Ojigbo.
You sure?
You can't take two different players' names and combine them like the Mockingdales are doing. They're not called the Mockingdales. It's two different guys who call themselves Mockingdales, and they're not a draft. They don't study the draft. They don't have mock. They just put fake people out there.
So he won't be on
Devin Ojigbo.
Your Texans man crush list. He won't be on it?
No. He's not a real person. He sounds real.
Well,
he sounds like he could be a prospect.
Are you sure he's not?
I'll give them credit. They come up with some creative, sounds like could be real prospect names. Not like Dan Thomas. Devin Ojigbo? It didn't say David. Because they actually had we had the guy in here from Michigan.
Yeah.
Who, David Ojabo.
Yeah.
Devin Ojigbo. That's why I subconsciously, like, man, that sounds like
a
name.
And then there's a Njigba, obviously.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So.
Jackson Smith and Njigba.
Right. And so the Mockingbirds are. It's
Mockingdales.
Mockingbirds, I like to call them. Well, you like to call it Thunderbird instead of Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
So I like to call them the Mockingbirds. I like to call it Free Rain Coffee. What did I make? I forget. Oh, Wake Up and Grind, right?
Rise and Grind.
Rise and Grind.
Yeah.
Rise and Grind with Free Rain Coffee. I got the new slogan for us.
TM. It's trademarked. Don't try it.
Do not do it. No one try that at home. Try stealing my Rise and Grind for Free Rain Coffee. Rise and grind. Okay. Get up. And listen, you could want to ground. You can want your beans ground. You could get the beans whole. You can get the pods. You can get your coffee however you want it, because Free Rain Coffee will come all that way. And by the way, Free Rain Coffee comes at 20% off because you're an ESPN listener. You go to 975coffee.com and put in promo code ESPN20 and you're getting 20% off. I love this coffee. You'll love this coffee. It's the way you start your day. You've got the American Dirt, which is a French roast. You've got the Homestead, an Arabian blend. You've got Mesteno, which is a Colombian coffee. It's just, and Texas Pecan, which is a Texas coffee. Okay. Cause it has it in the name, Texas Pecan. Love it. You'll love it. American owned and operated. Loves America. Okay. Born in San Angelo, Texas. It's Texas, so you got to wear a cowboy hat when you drink your coffee in the morning. It's perfect. It is perfect. All you need to do, if you want to start your day, great. 975coffee.com. Put in promo code ESPN20 for 20% off site-wide.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.